What we said last time, we started going through Rav Sikdara and Moch Tachuk. We're not going chronologically, really, in the way things work, because in Kuf Tzadi Vav, we're going to have the discussion about the days from when she gets her period until she can even do a Hef Sikdara. That's all the way at the end. So we're not, the Simen doesn't go chronologically, and therefore we're not going chronologically. The next thing you would discuss is the Hef Sikdara. Then you would discuss the Moch Tachuk, and then you would discuss the Shiva Nikiyim. Right, so we're a little bit all over the place because we were talking about the Moch Tachuk, and now we're sort of going back into discussing a little bit more about the Hef Sikdara, and then we're going to discuss the Shiva Nikiyim, and then at the very end we're going to discuss the waiting period between the time that she gets her period and the time that any of this could even happen. But before we get to that, I just wanted to share with you a chakira that I saw in Rav Eliav Silverman's Sefer, the Sholem Meshev from Grus. He suggests that there are two ways that one could possibly understand what the function of a Hefsiktara is, what a Hefsiktara is all about. So he said one possibility is that it's similar to checking for the body for chatzitzos prior to tevila, in the sense that it's an essential step to make sure that the tevila can work. You can't go to the mikvah without this. So it's like the first step in preparing yourself for the mikvah. So you have to clarify that you're no longer bleeding in order for a tevila to work, because tevila doesn't work on a bleeding woman. It doesn't work on a woman who is still roed dam. That's one possibility. Or it could be that it's something that establishes her as tahora. Not only to be mevarer metzius that she's no longer bleeding, but this changes a paradigm, not just a metzius. It establishes that she is now becheskas mayana sasum, becheskas tahora. Rashi says with regard to the Hefsiktara that mitaharasa bedikas shachris, which makes it sound like it's actually metaher her on some level, that it's not just a first step in a process that will allow for Tara to happen, but that it's actually mitaher her. But it's hard to make such diyukim. Tosos and Gittin, Dav Beis and Beis, the famous Tosos about Erech and Embi Surin. So Tosos says that the makar for the din of Erech and Embi Surin is a woman's ne'amonos about Nida, the Safra La, right? The Safra La. So we see that she has ne'amonos about Nida. Tosos says, though, that you cannot use that as a basis that Erech and Embi Surin even when it's Chazik Yisura. Because Nida is not as Chazik Yisura. Why is Nida not is Chazik Yisura? So says Tosfos, De'eina b'cheskas she'tei roa kol sha'a. She's not going to bleed forever, and therefore, k'sha'avru shiva tahor memeila. When 7 days pass, she's tahor memeila. What does that mean? 7 days are over, she's tahor. No, she's not. She needs to go to the mikveh to be tahora. 7 days passing gets her out of Yimei Nida. It doesn't make her tahor memeila. So it implies that what you see from that Tosfos clearly, by the way, is that the word tahora doesn't always mean ritually pure. It means that it's considered a status change, even though halachically she's every bit as asur as she was before, but she's no longer bleeding. She's no longer assumed to be bleeding, and that has a certain level of tahara. Meaning there are different stages we're already seeing in this siman. Hefsek tahara might make her tahora to some level, that she's now not cheskas amayana pesuach. Passing day one of her re'iyah, in a certain level, might say, okay, now she's eligible to be tahora, to be cheskasa mayana sasum, to be no longer cheskasa mayana pesuach. Passing the first 3 days of Shiva Nikiyim, we're going to see later in the Siman, the Ramah, we saw earlier about relying on Tlios during the first 3 days of Shiva Nikiyim. It could be that a cheskas tuma only goes for 3 days. Passing 7 days, you may need a right, may take away the cheskas tuma. But anyway, what Rav Silverman wanted to suggest is that it implies that a hefsek tahara is not needed to establish that she's tahora, because that happens memela after 7 days. That the hefsek tahara is not to, meaning that it wouldn't be a necessary step, it would not be a chiv d'arais if she's just willing to wait 7 days. What a hefsek tahara would accomplish is to allow her to go to the mikveh, she just needs to do a hefsek tahara because that's part of the preparations of going to a mikveh. But to make her tahara, maybe it wouldn't be necessary. That's what he thought was maybe a raya. And he has kama nafkaminas. And again, as I mentioned the other day, when every piece in the sefer is going to be a chakira and everything in the sugya is going to be a nafkamina, so not all of them are going to be exactly glatt. But it's an interesting way to think about things. There's a, what's the name of the sefer? The sefer Pre-Moshe? You ever see the sefer Pre-Moshe? It's also, it's got many volumes of like very lamdisha, you know, in Chazaka and Rov, and you know, a lot of lamdisha topics in Shtaros, and every single piece is a chakira and like 20 nafkaminas. So my friend Rabbi Yehuda Balzam likes to say every single piece is a chakira and like 3 real nafkaminas and 17 fake ones. You know, like it's very hard for every single one to be a real glot nafkamina. Anyway, there is a machlok saposkin. If a woman knows that she stopped seeing dam, she knows that she's finished seeing dam. She didn't actually do the bedika. So the Rashba in Taras Abayis says, "Afal pi shehirgisha shapasku dameha la'olam hi becheskas tamei at shetivduk v'timtzatar." Knowing that she stopped bleeding is not enough. She needs to actually do something. The Nadav Yehuda in Madura Kama Yardeya Simenun Tes disagrees and says that if she knows she's not seeing dam, she doesn't require a hefsek tahara. Apparently indicating that the purpose of the Hefsek Tahara is not to establish her as a Torah, it's to establish a Metzius, that she's no longer seeing Dam. Whereas the Rashba would say, no, the Metzius is irrelevant. She needs, this is something that she has to do as part of a Tahara process. So maybe it's Talui on that issue. Or, for example, there is a discussion in Poskim. The requirement of Hefsek Tahara, is it Daraisa or Drabban Machlokas Rishonim? Whether the requirement is Daraisa or Drabban, we probably should have mentioned that at the very beginning, because that's like the most fundamental thing to always mention about any halacha. So Tosa Rosh in Maseches Nida Samach Tesamar Aleph quotes a machlokas whether Hefsek Tahara is din Daraisa or Drabbanan. Rabbi Sablovsky in his Sefer goes through a whole raya how we know Shitas HaRambam is that Hefsek Tahara is Daraisa. So you could take a look there, what the Rebbe will mention. But the Tosa Rosh quotes two deos, whether Hefsek Tahara is din Daraisa or din Drabbanan. So the Or Zeruah says that it's Drabbanan, and Chavos Das paskins that it's Daraisa. So Rav Avadia in Taras Habayis, Chelik Beis, page Reish Lamid, proves from a Rambam that it must be a Daraisa. Why? And this is the same raya that Rabbi Sablovsky brings, that it must be a Daraisa, because he's mechayev a carbon chatas for the assumed tuma when a person doesn't do a hefsek. So if you're being mechayev a carbon chatas, because there's tuma still assumed because the person didn't do a hefsek. Remember, what did the Mishnah say? A woman was batko matzah tameya on, I don't know, day 2, right? And then lo batka, she didn't do a bedika till way, way later, till like 10 days later. And then matzah tara, 10 days later. What do we say about all the tumas all the days in between? Tame. But at some point she stopped bleeding. Why are all the days in between tame? Because she didn't do a hefsek tahara. So says the Rambam, how tame? Chayev chatas. Right, that tumma is enough to be mechayev achatas. So if that's the case, it sounds like it's a tumma to oraisa. So if it's to actually be metara the woman, so it makes sense that it's going to be daoraisa. Meaning it's not just being mevara metzias. The metzias is, of course, she hasn't been bleeding the whole time. And even if she has, it's only a suffix if she has. We don't know for sure whether she has or hasn't. So if it's only about the metzias of whether she's bleeding or not bleeding, so then it's it doesn't make sense that she would be chayev achatas. But if the idea is that it's part of the Tara process, it's actually Metaher her, then it makes sense that it's Daraisa. But if it's just to verify that all's in order, then for the Tevila, it should be like Chafifa, which is only a Takana. And if you don't do it, it doesn't change your status. So it's not 100% Mukhrach. Because Chafifa also, the Rashba writes that even Chafifa is not totally Takana. La'ayin begufa is a din daraisa. And we'll get to that, not in this siman, but we'll get there, you know, soon. Everything is soon, because we're almost done with the lesson already. That part of the preparation of the body for the mikvah is just to look over, so there is to prepare the body, wash the body, comb the hair, do all of those things. But combing the hair and on is drabanam. But actually being ma'ayin begufa, just looking at her body, might be a daraisa and might stir the whole thing if she doesn't do it. If she just blindfoldedly goes into the mikvah without, right, it could be that the whole tevila doesn't work. Okay, that's a second nafkamina. Another nafkamina that he quotes is there's machlok zishonim if there's a need to be bodik b'chorim of stakim for a half sektara. Yeah. Yeah. So let's formulate the chakira this way: is the hefsek tara to be mevarim metzias, or is the hefsek tara an actually metaher the isha, right? So if you say it's to be mevarim metzias that she's not bleeding, well, if she knows she's not bleeding, what do I care if she did it through a hefsek tara or she did it through some other way, right? There are women, for example, that we'll have to discuss. There are women that have, you know, all sorts of medical issues that will cause dam maka all the time. So they'll never be able to get a clean hefsek tara. So there is a major discussion in posting what to do. Is there some alternative to hefsek tara to verify that she's not bleeding? That discussion only makes sense if that's what a hefsek tara is for. It's to verify a metzias that she's not bleeding. But if a hefsek tara is that you need to do this formal bedika b'charon v'stakin in order to be metaher you, this is a metaher of the woman, so then it's not going to, knowledge is not going to be enough. So again, there's machlok shishon if you need to be bodek b'charon v'stakim for hefsek tara. The Ramban, in his Perish to Maseches Nida, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, quotes a Ravid that there's no need for bedikas b'charon v'stakim to be matir nisha l'baila. We only have such a need for taharos. And the Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says that l'fi asvara, yesh l'achriya shebedikas hafsaka shimala osa mituma l'tahara. Umotzia osa mechazaka lechazaka tzricha lios brira mu'ula she'ena chareha safek. So apparently the Ramban says it's mala osa mituma letahara. The bedikas charon stuck and makes her tohara. If it was just to verify that she's no longer bleeding, maybe a regular bedika would be enough. You could argue on a lot of these nafkaminas. Meaning maybe you could say no, it's to be mevar the metzias, but the metzias has to be mevurar 100%. And unless you do bedikas charon ustak, and unless you get into every crevice, every right, then it's not 100%. It's 90%. It's 95%. You haven't gotten to 100%. So you could argue that this is a nafkamina, but this is how he suggests. Another nafkamina he suggests is after dam chimud. You know, the Ran in Maseches Shavuos on Dalar and Beis Bedape Arif quotes an opinion that you need a hefsek tara after dam chimud, but the Ravid in Balei Nefesh, we already do right. You just chazed this, so it should be somewhat familiar. And the Ramban in Hilchas Nida, they arrive at, and the Ramban say that even though she needs bedikos during Shiva Nikim of Dam Chimur, she doesn't need a hefsek tara. So the machlokas, in all likelihood, is how we explained it last time, that it's really a machlokas about Dam Chimur, right? Meaning it's not a machlokas about the nature of hefsek tara. It's a machlokas about what the nature of Dam Chimur is. But it also might have to do with the nature of hefsek tara. The Ravid gives two reasons that she wouldn't need a hefsek tara after dam chimur. Right? First, he says, since the chshash dam chimur is only chshash, it's not a certainty, so the Rabbanim never require a hefsek for dam chimur because the whole thing was only chshash. So that clearly assumes that hefsek tara is only the Rabbanan. Second of all, meaning when the Rabbanan institute hefsek tara, right, they never instituted it for only chshash. They only instituted it for, so if you assume like that day until Sarash. Secondly, the Ravid says, since the entire chshash is only for a tipas dam, there's no concern that she's actually bleeding anymore. The whole chshash dam chimur is in that moment tipa. So I don't need to know that she's not bleeding. Of course she's not bleeding anymore. She bled a tipa and that's it, and it's over. Right? So according to the Ran, that you need a hefsek tara even after dam chimud, it could be that the function of the hefsek tara is to be metaher the isha. That dam chimud was metameher. Now she needs a tahara. Whereas if you say like the Ravid, the second explanation of the Ravid, now why is there no need for hefsek tara? There's only a tipas dam. Yeah, fine, there's only a tipas dam, but that tipas dam was metameher. So don't you need to be metaher? So what would the Ravid say? No, hefsek tara is not metaher in isha. Hefsek tara is mevara metzius, that she's not bleeding anymore. She was never cheskasa mayana pasuach. She was never bleeding. She had a tipas dam, and that was the whole concern, was only one tipas dam. So it's you're to be mevara the metzius, that she's not bleeding. You just sit there, you don't need to do a hefsek tara. So that also might be part of that issue. Another potential nafkamina, I realize I'm running through them quickly, but you know, it's just interesting to get like a hekif of the sugya through nafkaminas. The Chaznish in Yeridei Asim Pei Aleph says that if she washes herself out and then right away does have sektara, and we'll discuss some of how this plays out la'alacha, because we're going to see the Rama says that she's supposed to wash herself out before the hafsektara. Right? Meaning a woman's not supposed to just do a hafsektara, you know, straight from bleeding to doing hafsektara. She should wash herself, wash off her thighs in the vaginal area, and then do hafsektara. Chazan says, yeah, but you got to give yourself time to bleed again. You can't just wash away all the evidence and then right away do a hafsektara. So Chazan says, if you do, it doesn't work. The hafsektara is invalid. And he says, Nira, the afim tirchot via naki lefi sha'a umiyad tivdok b'mochtachuk b'chorin u'stakin v'timtza samoch naki ein ze hefsektara te ein hefsektara el b'motza atzma tahora b'tchilas habedika. Hefsektara is only when she initially sticks in that cloth that she has verified tahara. So Chaznish holds that it has to verify the metzias that she's not seeing blood. Those who disagree, which seems like most, because nobody else says the Chiddush of the Chaznish, must assume that it's a change in her status, and therefore you can change her status regardless of whether you're effectively being Mevarer Metzius. So the Chaznish says it can't work a second after she washes herself out because you haven't proven anything. The body takes time to bleed some more. Those who disagree with Chaznish, which is probably everybody else, would say you don't have to prove anything. It's not about proving. It's about starting a process that is matar. So you're being matar. And final nafkamina that he quotes, the Rav Vadia in Taras HaBayis, Chelek Aleph, page Reshon and Beis, quotes Machlokas Achronim about a woman who constantly sees Dam Maka. Can she just wait until the Dam Nida has definitely stopped and then count the Shiva Nekiyah? So this is what we discussed before. So if you hold that hafsektara is just to verify that she's no longer bleeding, so waiting long enough that she knows she's no longer bleeding will also verify that she's no longer bleeding. But if you hold that it's part of the tahara process, it can't be skipped. So you need to do a hafsektara. So that's a little bit of the lumdus of hafsektara. There's another important piece of lumdus over here that really jumps off of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's a major maramakom in a sugya that, you know, if I don't know what percentage of you are going into rabbinic careers, but in every rabbinic career, you'll give a shiur on this topic at some point, pretty much. Till Sefer Shabbos, right? Meaning, to what extent do we understand that we have the ability to be most of Mechol al HaKodesh? So let's start with, before we get to the Lamdas, Lamaisa, how late can a woman do a Hafsektara? Right? What's the deadline when she can do a Hafsektara? So Shulchan Aruch tells us, right, the timing of Hafsektara, Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph says, Shiv Zeman, Ubedika Zu, Tia Samuch Lebein Hashmashos. Okay, that's what we discussed the other day. So what does Samuch generally mean? Half hour before. Aye, that doesn't line up with any Shita that we know before. Okay, it doesn't line up with any of the Tanayim, but it sort of lines up with Rabbi Yehuda, kind of. So the Bedika should be within a half hour before Shkia, let's say. So that's ideally. The Gra in Sifkat and Dalit says, because we're trying to be Machmir L'Charchila, Kashita's Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, even though B'di'eved, we're Mekel, even if it's done in the morning, but L'Charchila, we try to be Machmir, Kashita's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said something else, he didn't say a half hour. Yeah, but Rabbi Yehuda also held Plaga Mincha at the end of the day. So we're aligning with Shita's Rabbi Yehuda without giving in to his Shita about when the day ends from Maseches Brachos. Okay, good. So that's what we do la'alacha. Well, the Maisa, you know, very often you'll get a phone call, Rabbi, I did the Hafsektara, I was running late. I know I wasn't supposed to. I know, after all the apologies, like, it's Mafriya you, you know, it doesn't, you know, so I did the Hafsektara at 5:25 last night. That's what time of Shkia last night. It was probably around 5:25. Let's say I did that Hafsektara at 5:30 last night, right? So what do you do? It's 5 minutes after Shkia. So Rav Moshe or Chaim Chelik Dalet Simasamach Beis, he allows for 3/4 of a meal after Shkia, based on a Svek Sveka. And he says that in New York, that would be 9 minutes. This is Rav Moshe's famous 9 minutes. Rav Moshe has this understanding that Rabbeinu Tam, you know, Ramesh has a famous 50 minutes, right? 50 minutes after Shkia, that's Eis Shabbos according to Ramesh. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Ramesh held that we have to be machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. Everybody has to be machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam is 50 minutes after Shkia. Right, that's what Ramesh held. So all, you know, people often say, you're going to end Shabbos, right? Most shuls will use Ramesh's Zman for end of Shabbos, but then they'll have a separate Zman if you want to keep Rabbeinu Tam. And they just assume a fixed 72 minutes for Rabbeinu Tam, which is not Pashut at all either. Meaning, a fixed anything is not Pashut. A fixed anything is almost definitely wrong, right? Because the end of Shabbos is based on how dark it is. And the level of darkness changes based on the season of the year, and obviously based on where you are on the globe, right? Where you are in the world, and that's why the Maizmanim website, what they do is for Rav Moshe, they adjust it based on time of the year. They assume if Rav Moshe is willing to tell you that you could do Melach Daraisa 50 minutes after Shkia in New York, what he must mean is that when it's longest. At the longest time, it's 50 minutes after Shkia. So if you take that level of darkness, that number of degrees that the sun is below the horizon, and then adjust it for different times of the year, so sometimes it's going to be 39 minutes after Shkia, and that's Ramesha. And that's Ramesha's Rabbeinu Tam, right? That's how Rabbi Belsky, Zichrono Levracha, adjusts Ramesha. So that's why the Maizmanim people follow Rabbi Belsky's Shitas, and that's what they do. So anyway, Ramesha held that the first three quarters of a meal after Shkia is Vadayom. And he said you could be Mekel based on a Sfek Sveka. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vadayom. And even according to the Gra, it's a Suffolk. And remember, Ramesh is Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. So, you know, the Shita that we really paskin like, Rabbeinu Tam, would say Vadayom. So first three quarters of it, it's definitely going to be Vadayom. And even according to the Gra, it's going to be a Suffolk. That's why Ramesh has that in a number of places. You could have mincha up until 9 minutes after Shkia. You could start shalashudis, wash for shalashudis up until 9 minutes after Shkia, according to Ramesha. So if you ask different talmidim of Ramesha, they'll tell you up until 9 minutes. They'll be mekel up until 9 minutes after Shkia. Different talmidim have different nuschaos. Some of Ramesha's talmidim would say b'shas hadchak he was willing to do this. Others say, nah, keseder. This was a shita, so it wasn't didn't require much of a shasad chak. So that's a different nuschos among the talmidim. I remember I used to get when I would get texts from people asking these kinds of shailas. So for a while, years ago, I was like one of the early rabbis on text and WhatsApp. Like rabbis were not into this texting. Now every rabbi is on it. You know, now I'm a dinosaur and everyone's on Facebook or whatever. But you know, like you know, so there were a lot of people that were asking me shailas only because I texted, meaning I have no idea who they are. They have no idea who I am. They just heard you could like text a shaila. So when they would ask me this shaila, if they have no shaychus to me, and I'm not their rebbe, and I'm not their, you know, I'm not their family rabbi, and I'm not, so I would just say, go ask, you know, I would identify all the Ramesha Talmidim in the Five Towns area, you know, ask Rabbi Frankel, ask, you know, just send around to the other rabbanim who probably will be making like Ramesha, where they have to listen to my psak. But I asked Rabbi Willig, you know, for us, for B'nai Yeshiva Seinim, how long after Shkia can I give a woman? He said, 0 minutes and 0 seconds. Right? Shkia is Shkia, that's the absolute deadline, and you can't be Mekel, Rav Siktara done at all after Shkia. Rav Avadia has a similar Svek Sveka. Rav Avadia in Taras Abayis, in Mishmeres Abayis section, Simon Yud Gimel, Page Resh Samachai, is even more Mekel to allow at any time during Ben Hashemashos, because maybe she was clean mi ba'od yom. And maybe Ben Hashemashos is really daytime. Wow. Maybe she was clean, Miba'od Yom. Maybe she didn't do a Hefsik, Miba'od Yom. Right? Meaning that's the suffix that he's willing to be Mitzdari. Which, again, go back to our Chakira. Does that matter that she was clean, Miba'od Yom? That's Tali B'machlokas. Right? It could be that you need to do a Hefsik Tara in order to be Tahora. But that Rav Avadia is willing to be Mekel on a Hefsek Tara done during Ben Hashemashos. And again, Rabbi Willig, Shkia is the deadline, not a single minute after Shkia. I will point out, then we'll take questions in a second, I will point out that I've gotten calls more than once where a woman says, I did Hefsek Tara just 8 minutes after Shkia. I just missed it by 8 minutes. And I'll always say, and you should know to do this, always say, what time was it? What were the numbers on the clock? because very often a woman's 8 minutes after Shkia is really 10 minutes before Shkia, because she's looking at Zman Hadakas Neros. And Zman Hadakas Neros on the calendar is listed as 18 minutes is 18 minutes before Shkia. So it's important to get like the Metzius down, because you feel so bad. Oh, I'm gonna have to be Machmir just because it's Rabbi Willick's fault, right? I'm gonna have to be Machmir 8 minutes after Shkia. Rav Moshe Talmud would have been Mekil, and now then they're going away. You know, all sorts of Shas and Chaks and other situations. It's gonna be a Friday night tefillah. She's not gonna like it or whatever. So just be you know, make sure you get the Metzius down. Questions.
If she misses it, she just pushed it off until the next
beta transfer. Yeah, it just sets you back a day.
Rabbi Four says that he heard from David in the
phone. Only B'diavad.
He says, yeah. Only if there's another circumstance.
Yeah, so that's what Rav David says. There are other Talmid Rav Moshe that say not that way. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. There are a lot of Talmid Rav Moshe that go around Paschini like that, for sure. That for sure. That they, without a second thought, will immediately pass in 9 minutes. But yeah, and I am aware that Rabbi Four said. I'm trying to think who I saw that said that.
The other place, like davening mincha 9 minutes after Shal Shudas 9 minutes after.
Perhaps Iktar is a little bit more serious than Shal Shudas problem.
You can't like would they say like you shouldn't lechat tefila plan to daven like 9 minutes after Shal Shudas 9 minutes?
Probably. Okay.
Why will they argue is because he rejects the Moshe's six entirely, or?
Yeah, I think he's more of, first of all, he's more of a grub person than a Rabbeinu Tam person.
And then, why doesn't he let people do malacha 24 minutes after Saturday?
Okay, so we try to be machmir for, it's complicated. The one thing, figuring out zmanim and what the gross shita actually is, and what the, you know, it's not pashut. I remember years ago in my shul, the people were complaining that we were going with the my zmanim. So we were sometimes ending Shabbos 39 minutes after Shkia. So someone complained, how could you do this? You've been much mechalei Shabbos. What are you doing over here? So when Rav Shechter came for a Shabbos, we had a question and answer session, but you had to pre-submit the questions. So I wrote all the questions. So no one submitted anything. I wrote every single question. So one of the pre-submitted questions was that we end Shabbos, we adjust Rav Moshe's 50 minutes, and it sometimes gets as early as 39 minutes after Shkia. What do you think about such a shita? And Rav Shechter is, it was great. Rav Shechter said, what a beautiful chumrah. Rav Shechter is much more makel in terms of these zmanim. So that was, but it's obviously very complicated. So yeah.
Did you just keep what did you say go for Moshe speaker?
Yeah, that maybe the halacha is really like Rabbeinu Tam, so it's vadayom, right? And even if it's the gra, it's safek yom safek lail. It still might be yom.
How is it too safek?
Okay, good. Right, it's a safek yom safek lail. Okay, good.
Yeah, I spoke with Rav Shechter about mincha regarding a Moshe safek, and he said
it's one safek. It's yom or lail. Yes.
He said for shal, he said also at tiktara no good, but for shal shudis it can be made because Rishon Berurah quotes Rishon, he would say for shal shudis.
We could be more makel and shalosh shodes. Yeah, that's my netiya. Okay, good. I'm glad that we confirmed that. Good. What about doing a hefsek tara after Mariv? So this is a fascinating sugya in Lamdas a little bit. The Trumas Hadashin, Simon Reish Mem Ches, was asked the following. The Shach writes Trumas Hadashin was not asked all of his shailas, but you know that it was a style of writing. He does not say that he was not asked any of his shailas. A lot of people misread that shach. He says he wasn't asked all of his shailas. That a lot of his shailas he made up the shaila. You could tell which ones he made up and which ones he didn't. The exciting ones he did not make up, because no one's that creative to make up something that's that exciting. I mean, if I would have told you sleepwalking, whatever, I couldn't have thought of that, you know? Like, how would I? But so usually the boring ones, you know, that's why the Shagas Aryeh, Shagazari's shailas are all boring. I mean, his lamdas is kvaldik, but his shailas, you know, someone really asked him, you know, how do you explain the machlokas Rambam and Rush about, you know, Zman Kriya Shema or whatever, you know, that's like, but, okay, anyway, so the Trumas Hadashin, the shaila, as it appears in Trumas Hadashin, if the tzibur already daven mariv, the oda yom gadol, they daven mariv early, can she still do a hefsek tara? So do we say that it's nighttime already, because they daven Maariv? Or it's not, she could do have siktara because it's love Laila. It's not Laila. It's broad daylight outside. So how could you say that it's Laila? So he writes, Yira'e d'yesh lahachmir, d'lo tafsik v'tara l'kodem t'il zarbis. Shem machmir, that you got to do the siktara before they daven Maariv. Why? So he says, you always have to be mafsik betara before Laila, of the beginning of the Svira, because Shem Tamtin afilu rega echad belaila shuvena yom olu l'minyan zayin. Certainly, if you did the hafsik tara after the next day started, you're out, right? That day can't count. So he says, and after tefillas arvis is Laila. So that's not really a raya, right? But then he says, kosav maharam behilchos smachu shalo l'inyan avelus. A guy davens Maariv, and it's still light outside. So this is our bridge into Hilchos Avelos, right? And then he hears that someone died, that a relative died. The way he counts is from the next day. Because he already davened Maariv. Ooh, so now he has a raya already. Then Maram says, when it comes to counting for Hilchos Avelos, that what's considered the Yom Rishon, the Yom Misa, Yom Kvur, whatever, whether you'll have Avelos Yom Rishon, or if he starts sitting Shiva right then, let's say they buried the body right away, or it's a Shmua, he just heard, they already buried the body 2 weeks ago, but he just heard about it, so now he's got to sit Shiva, but sitting Shiva starting from when? So he says, you sit Shiva starting from, the seven starts from the next day, because they daven Maariv already. Then he says, wow. He says it was still daytime, and he passed the get because they already have Maariv, so that's the equivalent of Laila. Is a get possible if it's given by Laila? Ah, so that's the issue. Meaning, the minig is we don't give a get by Laila. Minigas, we don't give a get b'layla. Rabbi Zilberman said that Rabbi Henkin used to work for Ezra's Torah all day, and he was the biggest Masader Gittin in town. So he would, but he was a working man. He was busy all day long, so he couldn't be Masader Gittin during the day. So he would do Gittin at night because he was the biggest expert. So you have no other option. And you know, there is a general minig in America to try to do the get as soon as you possibly. Meaning, if the husband agrees, do it. Right? You don't want to. You don't want to stand on ceremony and say, "Ah, Chodesh Nisan, we're not going to do a get." You know, Chodesh. Like, you don't want to push these things off. But anyway, but the date is going to be wrong, so that's going to be a major problem. And then he says, even though there was one of the gedolim that did not think hefsek tara compares at all to avelus and a get. And meaning, whereas by avelus and by get, once you daven Maariv, it's the next day. Have a six hour, it's not so. Why? The chilek mishum da oso shah de mispal arvis ad alayla eino ala kamo sniff vitosefes liyom shala achrav ve eino itzumo shal yom. Says the Shulchan Aruch Zedeshin, there's a difference between being mosif onto the yom and actually becoming the yom. Meaning, it's mamish like the lumdus of the Tosef Shabbos, like playing out in the Shulchan Aruch Zedeshin. His words are like a real achrav. That it's not the itzumo shal yom. That's what one of the gedolim wanted to say. Says Shmuel Zedeshin, I'm not such a lamdin. If you're davening Maariv, it's the next day. Don't give me this itzumo shel yom sniff tosefes. If you're davening Maariv, then it's for sure the next day. He says, "Od ratza echem me'agdolim." Skipping in the tshuva a little bit, he says, "One of the gedolim also wanted to say lahavi raya mehadisa ba'aga b'maymon bilchus mila." That goes maymonios and ilchus mila. Why? What was the case? Linyan aben shenolat samach lechashecha, a child born at that time of day, delo az linyan baser tefilas arvis bein lahakel bein lahachmir ala kol tala b'tzeis chachav tzibur made early Shabbos, right? Summertime klaga mincha, right? They made Shabbos. And then a woman gives birth. Shkia is at 8:30. Tzibur made Shabbos at 6:45. Woman gives birth at 7:45. 45 minutes before Shkia. Plenty of time before Shkia, but the whole Tzibur is already observing Shabbos. So if you hold that the baby's born on Shabbos, that after Maariv is Itzumo Shel Yom Mamish, so then the meal is going to be Docha Shabbos. It's a baby that's born on Shabbos.
Right? If you don't, then the milah is not going to be on Shabbos. The milah is going to be on Friday. And if it's in Bein HaShemashos, the milah would be on Sunday. Right? If it would be after Shkia, the milah would be on Sunday because can't do it on Friday because it would be a day early. You can't do it on Shabbos because it's not bad. Right? So that's what Echad Me'agdolim wanted to say, that based on that, you know, Ben Shnel, Samuel Chashecha, we don't follow Tfilas Arvus, Ben Lachar, Ben Lachar. It's all done in Tzitz Kachavim. Vasum Nami, Atami Shum Tlobinan, Ela Itzuma Shalyom. Because for milah, we're looking at Itzuma Shalyom. But he says, Echad Me'agdolim, Dela El Shurisi Men Shapasal Zget Chilek Yafa, Dilim Mila Hasafek Nolad Ubamina Shamayim, Ve'in Bidei Odom L'Shanosa. Wow. He says, there's a difference between Mila and Sfira Shemenikiyah. Because by Mila, it's not up to you when the baby's born. So the Ain Shaykh Lomarkan Holva Seo Laila Shuvain La Sosa Yom Detray Koli Lav Dinan, Dainan was also Yom Elamina Shamayim Nolad. I'm not trying to make it daytime. The baby was born during the daytime. That came in Hashemayim. So what we do doesn't affect what a Kodesh Baruch who was gozer that this child should be born at 7:30 when it's Oda Yom Gadol. So the fact that I made it Shabbos doesn't change that. Masha ein kein legabe get ve'avelos ve'hev sektara dekulo bidei adam hein. All of these things are a human being's choice. So yamtinu al demachar litin get or tafsik lemachar or yakdimu kodem tefilah service. And therefore you must choose to do it before Mariv or count it as the next day.
Avelos in the person's hand? If you say it's his choice of when he daven Mariv, then that is saying the hakira that the Adam got himself.
Yeah. Why does he call Avelos in the person's hand? The hamagid shmuos ha'avelos gam kein biyado hayalahakdim ala acher.
Wow.
The guy giving you the news could have waited, or could have come earlier. I mean, the case was a Shmuel Krova, right? So when you have a Shmuel Krova, when you hear about in the old days, it wouldn't be that every family member gets to fly in for the Levaya, right? They would bury the person right away, and then 3 weeks later, when the telegram reached whatever city the son was learning in, so that's when he found out that there was that's the way things happened. So very often, Avelus was based on a Shmua. So that's, wow, okay. So essentially, Truma Sedeshan says to do the Hafsik before Mariv, even if they daven Mariv early, because it's partially has Dinam of Laila, or even totally has Dinam of Laila, once you daven Mariv. So what was the reaction to the Truma Sedeshan? So Beis Yosef quotes the Truma Sedeshan, and this is very Nogei Lemaisa, by the way. Summertime Shabbos, this happens especially in camp, where there's only 1 minute. You could talk about a city where there are, if you were to ask the woman, which shul is your husband davening in tonight, she'll have no idea, because it could be one of 7 different places, if you live in the 5 towns or whatever. But sometimes, you're in a camp, and the whole community makes Shabbos at the same time, or you live in a smaller Jewish community, where the whole community is making Shabbos at the same time, but they make Shabbos early. So a woman is busy Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is the most likely candidate for a forgotten Hafsik Tara. But you should realize, Erev Shabbos, because, first of all, part of her doesn't really want to do it because women hate going to the mikvah on Friday night. So, but she's fighting that. She's fighting that. So she wants to do it, but she doesn't really want to do it, but she wants to do it. But then things get very busy and she forgets to do it. So the reaction to Shumas Deshan is basically also quotes Shumas Deshan. And then he says, Va'agru kasuv shemari molin, the maril, hachadosh, simon tzadiyeh, heishiv kisvar rishon, da'achat fil sarvis nechshav yom, linyan hafsaka. Va'afilu berav shabbos, achat fil sarvis, kabbalah shabbos, kiyot ha'savos al-sheikh lin nida. That the seventh Shabbos has no impact on nida. It has impact on Shabbos, but not on nida. And therefore, it's still Friday. If the sun is still shining, it's still Friday, the hafsakar still counts. That's what the Chuvs Maril says. So the Bach points out that if you daven Mariv early, you should specifically do the Hafsik after Mariv. Why Dafka after Mariv? Because Ba'ochu, meaning that counterintuitive, right? I mean, you would think, the Truma Sedeshan was saying, you can't do it after Mariv, it's going to be the next day. Bach says, no! If you're davening Mariv early, you should do the Hafsik after Mariv. Why? So the Bach explains, Ba'ochu hu yom hayoser samuch l'layla. Shulchan Aruch said, samuch. Got to do it samuch, Hashecha. So do it after Mariv. That's going to be the last half hour. Meaning he so strongly holds that it's still Yom when the sun is shining that you got to do it in the L'chadchila D'Katayim. He suggests doing it both. Right? Doing it earlier and then doing it again so that you could be Yotze Kaladeos. But really, if you push the Bach against the wall, what it'll tell you is
it's daytime, and therefore the more important one is the one that's within a half hour of Shkia. That's what the Bach writes. The Ramah, and here's where it gets down to it. So the Ramah writes, Yeshom, Mispalu akal arvis, va'oda yom gadol, eina yichola livdog az lubos levanim lahaschi limnos miyom ha-machras, me'acha sha'akal kvaras uos ha-layla. So he quotes Yeshomrim, too late. Right, like the Truma Sadashin. Once they daven Maariv, you're ready into the next day, it's too late. The Yesh Omrim, Dumotra Afilu Asra Kal Shabbos. Then another Yesh Omrim, the Maril, the Bach, I don't care that the Tzibur made it daven Maariv, even if it's Shabbos, which is a different level, right, because now there's enough Gemina to the fact that they daven Maariv early, they're not doing Malacha anymore. Even if it's Shabbos, I don't care, it's still day. V'nog in lecharchila lizaru b'diavad ein lachush. So what does that mean? Lecharchila, when should she do the avsektara? Before they daven marv. B'diavad, if she did the avsektara after they daven marv, still counts as daytime. Meaning, mikra din, we don't pass in like Shumas Dashan. Mikra din, we pass in like the Maril. Right? That's what the Ramah is telling us. The Ramah then quotes a further minhag, which is just interesting. And he says, Umiksas nashim noagos, Shem Pascha Kodem Baruchu. There are some women that if they did have Siktar before Baruchu, V'chazro Liros Kesem Odam Toch Yemei Svirasa, Oz Mafsikin Afilu La'achar Baruchu, Im Niskalkalu Samuch La'erev, V'choshum Davrzeh L'diyeved Ve'in Limchos B'yadam, Ki Keim Kiblu Me'ezah Chachem Shahor Lehen V'u Minuk Vasikin. Well, what's he talking about? That a woman, she did her Avsiktar on time, but then a problem came up. She bled a little bit more. But it's still daytime. So it's not too late. Meaning, a woman only needs one clean Avsiktar, and it's got to be the last one, right? The last one's got to be clean, and then she's ready to go. So if she did her initial Avsiktar 3 hours before Shkia, you know, she's in England in the summertime, so the sun sets. I don't know what time the sun set in England in the summer.
Late,
right? So the sun's setting at 9:30 at night, and she did a bedika at 6:30, and now it's 9 o'clock, and she bled again at 8:30, and now it's 9 o'clock, and she tries again. That's fine, even lechadchila, because that's considered a shasadcha. So again, so the Ramah had quoted both the Yeshua, and he said lechadchila, we try to be careful about it. So he said that would be called lechadchila, meaning. That would be shasad chak. That would shasad chak b'diavad. That would mean that you could rely b'diavad that it's okay to do avsiktara at that point. The Bach explains that the Ramah is only hesitant in a case where she saw blood in between. If she just never did a hefsik before baruchu, then even the Ramah would allow a hefsik after baruchu, and even after kabbalah shabbos. Okay, maybe that's not the main issue over here because that's a very rare case. The main issue is just doing the hefsek after the tzibor is already mekabel shabbos. Yes.
Or she normally daven herself.
What?
Or she
good. What about her own mariv? So the shach in Sivkat and Dalit, first he brings a raya lahakel from Tosfos and Ksubas Staf Mem Zayin. We'll get more into that Pesach Hashem tomorrow. The raya lahakel, and from Matzah Pesach Sukkah. Which again, Ezrashim tomorrow, and he then quotes two deos whether the Ramah would even be mekel if she herself had davened marav, or is it only when the kahal davened marav? Meaning, is the kula over here that we're not making her be nimshach achar the tzibur, or is the kula over here that she is nimshach achar the tzibur, but even for the tzibur, it's still itzuma shel yom. It's still itzuma shel yom erev Shabbos. It's not yet Shabbos, as far as the reality of what the day is. So Shach quotes two days about this. What would you think? What would you have thought? I mean, just based on the discussions from Zedeshen, it didn't seem that there was any doubt as to whether she's bound by the Tzibor's Kabbalah Shabbos. Right? It seemed that the whole issue is, when it comes to Hefsek Tara, what am I looking at? Am I looking at whether she's observing Shabbos, or am I looking at, is it light outside? Am I looking at the reality, the Metzius? So it would seem, I would have thought definitely lahakel in that case, that the shach, that even if she davened, I would have thought definitely lahakel. Now obviously there's a lot of really, really good lumdus over here, and a lot of interesting nafkaminas in this sugya. You know,
the nature of the additional time when you're most of Michal HaKodesh is a basic machlokas in the Rishonim. So maybe it's kedai to just take a look at some of the key Mar Makomos, and then we'll tomorrow in the first half of Shir, maybe we'll run through some of the key Mar Makomos in the Sugya. So you're going to want to see Tosus and Pesachim and Sadi Tesam and Beis, Tosus and Ksubis that the Shach quotes as well, Mem Zayin. You're going to want to see the Taz in Reish Sadi Aleph Siv Kadan Vav, the Taz in Tafresh Samuches in Orchaim, this is Orchaim, Tafresh Samuches Aleph, the Taz in Taf Tzadi Dalim in Hilchos Shavuos. Also of note, Gilyonei Ashas Yuma Pei Aleph Amid Beis, Regesiv Angle. And one last one, Magen Avraham and Taz have Machlokas in Hilchos Pesach Taf Ayin Beis, about why it is that we make Kiddush, that we wait to make Kiddush on the Seder night till after Tzeisach Chavim. That also relates to this discussion. So it's a Leibedik topic. If you want some more, you can take a look at the Rosh and Pesachim in the 10th Parak Siman Beis. Okay, but there's a lot of Marmor Kobos in this topic. So it's so maybe the first part of Shir, I don't know, half, but the first part of Shir, we'll just run through some of the basic Nafkaminas about Tosefes Shabbos, and then we'll get back into the Halacha. Every once in a while, we're going to branch off.